This is Ramey.
Hey, Ramey, sorry I missed your phone call. I was just finishing up with a client.
So no problem.
I got your voicemail, too, so you're golden, right? 2015?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, better safe than sorry, too. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Glad you checked. All right. So let me see. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person actually managing your leads. So they just want to meet you. They'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. And very important, too, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I always like to point out, even though I'm not your actual lead technician, I am super active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So if you ever have questions, you could call me directly. Okay?
Okay.
So give me a second. All right. Before I get your onboarding appointment scheduled and the application gets sent automatically via email and via text message, for the one-time application fee, are we using the same card we have on file for you?
Which one is that?
So it only shows me the last four. So it's a Visa ending in 3684.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Awesome. So give me one second. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed to your account. So you're going to get an email here in just one second that's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is the application.
So okay.
Give me a second.
So this will be running the 200 and whatever?
250, yeah. That's the one-time application fee. You never have to pay this again.
Okay.
And then remember, so just to tell you a little story, I had a client who he's killing it on Google Guaranteed right now, but he called me. So his leads, his application went through, and we called, emailed, texted. We didn't get any response, right? So he calls me like 2 weeks after that, and he's like, man, Daniel, Google Guaranteed sucks. I haven't gotten anything. And I told him, I was like, hey, you have to approve for us to activate the leads. So same thing, right? You just got to be responsive to those calls, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's see. All right, Google Guaranteed. You're doing all three verticals, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Perfect. Let's see. LSA added. Okay. So here comes the Google Guaranteed Begins email. And you're also, it should auto-trigger you a text, too. Let me just make sure that went through. Just going to have the application form. Now, when you pull up the application, okay, there's going to be, it's going to ask for a license. What you're going to do is you're going to put NA for non-applicable, okay? Then you'll attach your insurance. Remember, on the field worker section, just put zero field workers. That way, only you have to go through the background check. It will just speed the process up, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me get your onboarding appointment scheduled too. Okay. So for the onboarding, we scheduled just a 30-minute window. They always like to do it at least next day. That way it gives you time to have that application filled out. So what time tomorrow would work best for you?
Where are you all at?
We're in California, so the earliest appointment for you, for your time, is going to be 9:30 a.m. The latest appointment time they have is the 5:30 slot. And then they have just about every slot in between except for the 2 p.m. and the 2:30.
Okay, let's do the latest slot. So that's 5:30 my time?
5:30 your time, yes, sir, central.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. Now, that LSA term, you want to get used to that because that's how the leads come through on your phone. It's going to say LSA lead, okay? And then also in your current tracking that you have through us, right, you're going to see we're going to add a section that will say under leads, you'll have paid leads, and that will show you every Google guaranteed lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means like qualified or unqualified. Okay, it's just kind of to safeguard the AI, basically, you know?
Right.
All right, so that's scheduled. Okay. Let me check your reviews, too, real quick. Give me one second. Okay, you have 4 reviews right now. So you're going to need 5 reviews to activate your Google Guaranteed page. So it doesn't matter if it's like friends, family members, right, previous clients. I'll tell you, I've even left a review for some of my clients to activate it. So it really doesn't matter who it is. You just need 5 reviews on there, okay? So give me 1 second here. Let me make sure they sent you that tiny URL, and I'm going to resend it to you right now, too. Where is it at? Man, we text you a lot. All right, here it is right here. All right, so I'm going to send you this link. So if you have somebody in mind or whatever, all you got to do is shoot them this link and just tell them to put 5 stars on there, you know?
Okay.
And that way, once your background check goes through and your insurance is verified, right, you'll have that 5th review on there so we can activate when you're ready, okay? If you're having trouble getting the review, just call me, you know, and I'll even leave it for you. It's not a big deal, you know?
Okay.
All right.
I'll be able to get that done.
Yeah, but I figured.
Does that need to get done before I do the application?
No, do the application first, and then while your background checks and processing and the insurance verification, that way just get the review done, like, at that time. Basically, once the background submitted and the insurance, usually it takes about 2-3 weeks for approval, so you have that amount of time to get the 5th review, basically.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, a couple things on the background check, okay? There's 2 companies that do the background check for Google. They're both very trusted companies, okay? One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application will be needed, okay? The other one is Evident. What I've noticed is 9 out of 10 times it is Evident that does the background. So if they're doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay? So what will happen in your onboarding tomorrow, after they create the profile, they'll be able to let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident. If it's Evident, just have your driver's license with you. That way they can shoot you that text on the spot. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then let's see. Okay. That's it. Any questions for me right now?
No, sir.
Oh, I have one more thing, too. Okay. So when you're filling out that application, okay, so for security purposes, if you start filling it out and then you leave, right, and you come back to it, it erases all the information. So you're going to want to, when you fill it out, you're going to want to do it in one sitting. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. I had that just happened to one of my clients, like, recently, so I was like, you know, I'm going to remind all you guys of that from now on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, all right, awesome. If you ever have questions, don't hesitate to call. Tomorrow for the onboarding appointment, 1 hour before it, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. They're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Congratulations, brother. You have a great rest of your day, okay? I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you. All right.
Absolutely.
Bye.
All right. Bye.